Thank you, Dan. I want to welcome you all in the name of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ this morning. A beautiful day out there. And I want to start first off with a story that a friend told me. And it was this man that he wanted to travel to the city of God. He said it was like something that he read. It was like 10 minutes. And so he's on this journey. And he gets to this city, and it's a beautiful city, and everyone's really happy, and everything's really wonderful. And he talks to this guy. I'm not going to, I don't remember exactly all the details, but I'm going to hopefully get the most of it correct. But anyway, he talks to this guy, and this guy's kind of sad, and he said, this must be the city of God. And the guy said, no, this isn't the city of God. This is Christian city. He said, well, where's the city of God? He said, well, it's down this little narrow path. And so he said, well, that's where I want to go. And so on that path, he travels down. He goes through many changes. That he examines himself and he looks at himself, that things that truly change him to where he understands what it is that the Lord really wants of him. And he gets to the end there and comes out, and there's this great battle going on. And this great battle going on, everybody's fighting. He's handed a sword, and he gets right in there himself. And this guy that's fighting right alongside him, pretty soon he gets weary. Starts to lay down under this tree. And he looks at him, and he sees that he's dying. So he goes over, and he says, come on. He says, you got to get up. And so the guy gets up, and he starts fighting again. He gains strength. And the gospel's that way. It's something you either are fighting for or you're dying. Well, maybe we'd like to be in Christian City where everything's just fine. I know some of the things that I said last time were a little harsh, but I want you to consider where you are. Because I don't want that scripture, all is well in Zion, Zion prospereth, all is well, to be in our midst. You know, I see ourselves as plants or even trees. We fertilize, we water, we weed or prune. And if we do neither of those things or any of those things, we don't do very well. I know some people look at me as probably the fertilizer. That's okay. We aren't any different than anyone else. Trying to find the city of God. I want to start in Matthew, the 7th chapter. 21st verse. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many shall say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you. Have ye ever thought of the significance of those words, or how devastating they are to hear? Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the city of God. I mean the kingdom of heaven. It sounded like they knew what they were doing. It sounded like they could have been here. I asked myself, will he say that to me? I never knew you. Why not? I struggle with many things, but I pray that I know him better. That he knows me and I know him. That I share those struggles. And yes, those struggles are important. Because I want you to see how important it is to know him. You all say, I get it. My favorite parable, because I think it tells us so much about us. And that's Matthew 25. The 10 virgins. I'm not going to go into it. I've been into it several times. They were pure. They thought they had the relationship with him similar to chapter 7. They thought they had done all that they needed to do. They probably had faith, probably had charity, they probably had hope, humility, righteousness, you name it. But they didn't know him. You see, there's going to be a barrier put up. Whether it's a door or something else, it doesn't matter. You're not going to be able to go in. Let's go to Luke 13. Verse 24 through the 28th. Strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. He knew where they wanted to go. When once the master of the house has risen up and has shut the door, and ye being begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know ye not whence ye are. Then shall ye begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. Not good. Not good. So have I made my point? So how do we get this relationship? Do you ask to know him better? Not just in word. If we pray, let's go to Alma, the 16th chapter, page 430. Yea, humble yourselves and continue in prayer unto him, cry unto him. Verse 219, I'm sorry. I'll start again. Yea, humble yourselves and continue in prayer unto him. Cry unto him when ye are in your fields, yea, over all your flocks. Cry unto him in your houses, yea, over all your household, both morning, midday, and evening. Yea, cry unto him against the power of your enemies. Yea, cry unto him against the devil, who is the enemy of all righteousness. Cry unto him over the crops of your fields, that ye may prosper in them. Cry over the flocks of your fields, that they may increase. But this is not all. Ye must pour out your souls in your closet, in your secret places, and in your wilderness. Yea, and when you do not cry unto the Lord, let your hearts be full drawn out in prayer unto him continually, for your welfare and also for the welfare of those who are around you. Come to realize how important prayer is. It's to have that communication. That's the first part of a relationship. Because without it, think he's just going to pour out his spirit upon you? Think he's just going to talk to you and tell you things? I mean, he's done it to some because he knew that they were going to repent. But for the most part, he waits on us. What's the great commission of the church? I know to many churches it's to take the gospel into all the world, right? I know the Baptists think that. And we do too. We're a missionary church. But yet how well do we know Christ? How about the Apostle Paul? Let's see. Didn't he do that? Yeah, he's pretty good at that. Let's go to Galatians. First chapter. Once I find it. 11th and 12th verse. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. He had a relationship with his heavenly Father. It was the first thing that was so important to him, that he understood that he was taught not by the precepts of men. Communication. But I'm convinced that not just communication is the problem. Most relationships fail because of selfishness. I want to do what I want to do. Ever thought about that? How do we get to know one another? We interact with one another. We find out more about one another. We find out what is important to one another. First Corinthians, the 9th chapter. Verse 19, this is Paul again. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more, and unto the Jews I might come as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews, to them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law, to them that are without law, as without law, being not without law, to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak, because I am as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might be all means save some. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. He didn't partake in their sins, but he wanted to get to know them. He wanted to have a relationship with them that they could relate to. Something that could be built upon. And that Holy Ghost which should guide us in that. Meaning that when that small voice tells you you need to call someone, you need to call them. Or that you need to go somewhere. I don't know how many times, you know, and the Lord says, you know, when it's like an itch. I called a friend last night that I hadn't called in a long time, and I got to talk to his daughter that I hadn't talked to in years. And you know, and I knew that it was because the Lord had prompted me to do that. Page 334 in the Book of Mormon, Alma, the 8th chapter. I'm going to start in this first verse. And this is about Amulek. Now these are the words which Amulek preached unto the people who were in the land of Ammonhah, saying, I am Amulek, I am the son of Gideon Ha, who was the son of Ishmael, who was a descendant of Abinadi, and it was the same Abinadi who interpreted the writing which was upon the wall of the temple, which was written by the finger of God. And Abinadi was a descendant of Nephi, who was the son of Lehi, who came out of the land of Jerusalem, who was a descendant of Manasseh, who was the son of Joseph, who was sold into Egypt by the hands of his brethren. And behold, I am also a man of no small reputation among all those who know me. Yea, and behold, I have many kindred and friends, and I have also acquired much riches by the hands of my industry. Nevertheless, after all this, I never have known much of the ways of the Lord and his mysteries and marvelous power. I said I never had known much of these things, but behold, I mistake, for I have seen much of his mysteries and his miraculous power, yea, even in the preservation of the lives of this people. Nevertheless, I did harden my heart, for I was called many times and would not hear. Therefore, I knew concerning these things, yet I would not know. Therefore, I went on rebelling against God in the wickedness of my heart, even until the fourth day of the seventh month, which is in the 10th year of the reign of Judges. He had hardened his heart. He was rebelling against God. And what happened? As I was journeying to see a very near kindred, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto me and said, Amuli, return to thine house, for thou shalt feed a prophet of the Lord, yea, a holy man, who was a chosen man of God. For he has fasted many days because of the sins of this people. And he is an hungered, and thou shalt receive him into thy house and feed him, and he shall bless thee in thy house, and the blessings of the Lord shall rest upon thee and thy house. It was the first part of his change. Was on that narrow path. He knew what he was doing wasn't right. But yet it's the people that God puts in our paths that change us, that help the Lord mold us into usable or serviceable creatures. He didn't want that relationship. He was satisfied. Why do you think door-to-door doesn't work? And most of it's because of this reason. Either they're satisfied or they're not interested. They have God, for the most part. They feel that they have God. They're not interested in changing. They're not interested. They're in that Christian city. They have all that they need. And you're trying to give them something that they don't want. But look what happens. Alma, who had a relationship with the Lord, came along and established a relationship with Amulek. We get it all wrong. We want you to believe in the church. We get the cart first. I know you say that's nonsense. But there's a reason that all those people were told those things. And don't get me wrong. It's not that it's not important. It is. But it's our personal relationships with our Lord and Savior that saves us. And changes us into something serviceable. Let's go on a little bit. Page 356. And I'm going to start I'm in the wrong place. 77. And this was after they were put in prison. And they were spat upon. They were both Alma and Amulek. And they said, O Lord, give us strength according to our faith, which is in Christ, even unto deliverance. And they brake the cords with which they were bound. And when the people saw this, they began to flee, for the fear of destruction had come upon them. And it came to pass that so great was their fear that they fell to the earth and did not obtain the outer door of the prison. And the earth shook mightily, and the walls of the prison were rent in twain, so that they fell to the earth. And the chief judge and the lawyers and the priests and teachers who smote upon Elmer and Amulek were slain by the fall thereof. And Elmer and Amulek came forth out of the prison, and they were not hurt, for the Lord had granted unto them power according to their faith, which was in Christ. It was a relationship. You wonder why people come to the church and never stay? We wonder why there's not more Nephis. We wonder why there's not more healings or spiritual gifts. You ever wonder why? Page 578. Excuse me. And now, because thou hast done this with such unwaveringness, behold, I will bless thee forever, and I will make thee mighty in word and in deed, in faith and in works, yea, even that all things shall be done unto thee according to thy word. For thou shalt not ask that which is contrary to thy will. He knew him. Behold, thou art Nephi, and I am God. Behold, I declare it unto thee in the presence of my angels, that ye may have power over this people, and shall smite the earth with famine and with pestilence and destruction according to the wickedness of this people. Behold, I give unto you power, that whatsoever ye shall seal on earth shall be sealed in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, and thus shall ye have power among this people. But you understand one thing. He couldn't make us repent. Not personally. That's something that God has for each and every one of us. We have to do that. We have to have that relationship, that we desire something like this, that we are changed. That we look at our characters and see how wanting we really are. Do you think Abraham was any different? I don't think so. When I read the scriptures and I see that he desired to know his God more, even to the sacrificing of his own son, the one son that he loved more than anything else. How about Moses? Samuel? They weren't any different. And that's what makes them different. It's that relationship. We put restrictions on God. We want to meet God on our own terms. And that's why many of us are lost. I want to go back to Luke. It wasn't far from where we were. And it is the 14th chapter of Luke. And this is an admonishment. 16th verse through the 24th. Then said he unto them, A certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent a servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready. And they all, with one consent, began to make excuses. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So the servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor and the maimed, and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come, in that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, that none of these men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. Consider that. Those that were bidden were shut out. And others that we thought, well, they're not worthy, were invited in. And I just want to reiterate something. The 5 virgins that were foolish, the oil was the only thing that was missing, and yet he didn't know them. And so with that, I would like to finish. I thank you for your time and your patience, and I pray that the Lord may bless you and keep you, and that you may have a great and wonderful relationship with him, and that you know him. Thank you.